Hello, everyone. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. This is actually a bonus podcast episode because I just had some very interesting messages and energies come through that I felt compelled to share with you. And I thought, welcome to Scorpio season. Welcome to some intense energies and a deeper way of understanding energies and dynamics. So in this show, it's going to be more about energy clearing, some intuitive messages, and I'm just going to put it under the umbrella of Scorpio season, as well as what we are collectively moving through into 2020. And this is the bigger energetics of the energy. So let me start with where this energy began for me, or rather, it was a continuation of a message. So if you listen to Wednesday's podcast, you heard me talk about how Capricorn energy is cement, and that the big energies that we're moving through are about breaking up the cement and the concrete, the foundations that have created an energetic structure. And that structure is also related to, of course, say the pillars of government or the foundation of a building. It's literally what has been cemented into place for many decades, centuries, and so on. So I did my podcast for you on Wednesday, and then I did my errands and I came home, and my neighbor were tearing up their concrete driveway. And so this made me laugh, similar to a few weeks ago when I was talking about the trash can coming along, and then lo and behold, a trash can, or rather a garbage truck, went by as I was saying that, right? So I came home to see concrete being torn up. And I thought this was a fabulous confirmation of the energies. And I actually watched the process, because I've never seen this happen before. And what happens is, yes, they take the jackhammer and they break up these big slabs of concrete. They break up the driveway. And then there's this little vehicle, which I don't know the accurate name of it. I'm just going to call it like a lifter. It's like a little mini forklift. And it gets in there underneath the concrete slabs and lifts it up to loosen it from the earth. So this little machine was lifting up these big concrete slabs and then pounding, releasing it, and it would pound back down onto the ground. And it was so loud, it even shook our house. I mean, it was a significant energy. So there was this releasing between the concrete and the earth. And then the concrete slabs slammed back down. And it appeared to go back into the exact same place that it was, except this time it was loose. It was separated from the earth. So I'm describing this process and allowing you to put together any analogies or metaphors that you want to. But it was really interesting to see that, okay, first you have to separate that concrete energy from the earth. Then came through, broke it up into even smaller pieces, and then eventually lifted up those pieces and put them in a stack. And then the whole driveway was exposed and bare. And what was hidden underneath those concrete slabs would be exposed and bare. And the earth was new again. The earth was new. And then the next part of their process, I believe they're putting down some kind of new pavers or something in their driveway. So they're establishing a new foundation. So obviously this was an amazing confirmation of the energies that I wanted to share with you. And it opened up more messages coming through that I'm also meant to share with you as we're in Scorpio season. And as we approach the Scorpio new moon, and I realize you could listen to this after the Scorpio new moon, and that's fine. Whenever you come to a message is when it's intended for you. There's no wrong time. There's only the time that's right for you. So as these concrete slabs were being broken up, it was showing where there were actually weaknesses that you couldn't see at the surface level. And so part of the tearing up this energy is knowing that there are, it's like I'm seeing all these cracks and holes that you wouldn't know were even there. Similar to a sinkhole, similar to something that you thought was sturdy and strong, and it turns out it's not at all. It's very vulnerable, it's very weak. And the energies that are being torn up into 2020 and beyond are not simply about the physical structures or the people that are in various areas of responsibility, rank, or status. What they were showing me, it went back to like the 13th century, the 14th century, and how there have been energies stuck, soul energy stuck in various structures, buildings, churches, cathedrals, soul energies that have been stuck, almost like a time capsule. And I thought, well, this is kind of dark. You know, the energy felt very dark. And in fact, it was also related to the Dark Ages. And what we are meant to be working with energetically and at this higher level of consciousness is how we are able to free energies and souls that have been trapped, and how we're able to release them, because it's created a density on the planet. Have you ever been with a loved one who has passed? And that could be a person, that could even be a beloved pet. This is obviously an emotional thing to go through, to experience the death of anyone. But there is a significant energy change that occurs. And the energy change happens when the soul leaves the physical body. And it's hard to put that into words. I don't think we're supposed to. I think that we feel it, we sense it, we know it. And I've experienced this, and it's really quite amazing, actually, when the life force, the prana, the soul's energy leaves the physical structure. And then you know that that person or that pet is no longer there. There are energies of various souls who passed away, died, killed, murdered, etc. And the soul's energy didn't go home. It was trapped, and it could have been intentionally trapped. That's because there were also forces practicing dark magic, dark rituals, and very intentional energies that were then using that soul's energies for their own advantage or their own life force. Like I said, welcome to Scorpio season. We're just going to get in here to some of these energies. So what we're meant to be aware of is that it's vital right now to consciously and intentionally release souls that were trapped due to the power and control of those who had access to these other practices. And this is something that you could do consciously if you want to, if you're called to it, if you're comfortable. Never do anything that makes you uncomfortable. Some people need to sit with something and think about it, and then maybe later they're interested. So please know that it's whatever calls to you, whatever feels right for you. And there is meant to be a mass clearing of trapped, dense energies that have been held against their will. And I'm seeing various organizations that have a lot of power that have done this intentionally. This energy is different than ghosts, by the way. It's an energy force, and I'm seeing it as smoke, even. I'm seeing the last rites that are practiced as someone is dying, and the smoke of that lantern or whatever is waved back and forth. Again, this is like 15th century now, 16th century, very old practices. And the chanting, there's power in the chanting and in the practices and in the rituals. Not all of it is bad. Not all of it is dark. But there are enough practices that have gone on that have trapped soul energy on the planet to be used for others to gain power, energy, force, etc. And we are able to release these energies by visualizing an orb of light in the middle of a building, structure, place, location on the planet. This orb of light, I'm seeing it as very clear, loving, crystalline light that appears to be a soft white shade. And this energy is meant to transmute everything with love, all soul energies, all, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a lot of crying. The energy is meant to be transmuted with love and with respect for the soul, with respect for the soul's energy force and life force to be freed. And now this white orb, which by the way, I'm feeling it as really big, as in like 10-foot orb. White orb. Maybe you visualize it differently. Trust whatever comes through for you. I'm seeing it in the middle of some very big cathedrals. I'm seeing it in a very important place in Italy. I'm seeing it go underground. I'm seeing it in crypts. Okay. Welcome to Scorpio season. So this orb energy is also changing into the violet flame, which is a burning purple energy that transmutes everything of a lower vibration to love. The violet flame is associated with the seventh chakra and essentially transmutes all the energies of the lower chakras, the lower six chakras, up to that place of spiritual love, spiritual acceptance. It's very high vibrating, the violet flame. And as I'm seeing this energy rise up, through the chakras to this orb of violet flame intensity. I'm also seeing Kundalini rising. I'm also seeing the energy spiraling up from that base red chakra. And so this energy, it's interesting because now it's like it's coming up. The energy is rising from below the buildings, structures, locations on the planet. It's rising up from a very deep place within the earth and energetically moving in the spiral of the Kundalini energy. And it's going through each of the chakras up to the seventh chakra, up to the energy of that violet flame. And it's clearing away a lot of density, darkness, fear, anger, pain, abuse, turmoil, angst, etc., that has been trapped in the earth's energy field for centuries. And now they're showing me how that energy has been trapped under the concrete slabs. It couldn't breathe. It couldn't get fresh air. It couldn't do anything. It was trapped. And part of this time on the planet is to free the energies, the souls, because it's connected to a part of our collective soul stories. Like there's soul contracts for each of us connected to this trapped energy. I'm seeing this very complicated web. And that's why we are moving this energy, moving it free, clearing it out. And this orb, the violet flame orb, is pulsing with that purple purity. And then it's changing to a light yellow color, a calming, soft, soothing yellow, like a warm butter color, something very easy. It's like this really loving energy. And now it's meant to keep growing in size, growing to cover the earth. And it feels like a healing ointment, like a really soothing, you know, lotion or something you put on after you have a boo-boo. And it's like, okay, this is going to help calm it down. This calms down the inflammation. This calms down the pain. And this is going to help with the soothing. And I'm feeling like it's a blanket that allows any of these trapped souls to return home to a light and a love that brings them peace, and that it means that their soul's energy can no longer be used by any other entities, any other beings, any other humans, any other energies, okay? Because they have been set free from where they were trapped. Ooh, wow. So this could deeply resonate with you and with anything that you're going through right now. Because I know that some of you have been in some really intense energies of your own. And you could feel very exhausted, overwhelmed, worn out, stuck, as if you have been carrying concrete yourself, or you've been cemented into a place. Okay. Wow, now they're showing me that you are really meant to practice this visualization because you could be freeing yourself from a previous lifetime experience, again, you know, centuries ago, where you were killed or slaughtered or murdered or died or something unjust happened to your energy. And you do this visualization and free a part of your own soul's energy, which is going to bring all of your life force back into this present timeline, this present moment. And so much about Scorpio is claiming the power we unconsciously gave away to others, claiming full control over our energy field across all timelines, all dimensions of time, and all lifetimes. And this is meant to be a significant energy clearing that brings back your own life force, that brings back your own power and your own sense of being in charge of your life, because there could be a perception that it's, and righteously so, I should say, that you are stuck or that you can only do so much. You know, you're in a straitjacket. You're like, every day I wake up and I put on my straitjacket. And there is something in the energy that's been locked that isn't about this timeline or this life. And that's why it's felt so stuck too. So there's many ways this stuff shows up. There's many ways. And there's something right now about the essentialness of rising up in your energy field and your perception of power. Because it's hard to solve a problem when you don't know where it stemmed from, or you're trying to figure out pieces of a puzzle and you're like, I've got only so much here to work with. What's missing? What am I not seeing? What is not coming through that I need to know? And it's because the information or the energy is in other places. It's in other realms. It's in other lifetimes, the fuller story. And you can find it through the Akashic records, through past life readings, through energy work, through the body, through hypnosis, through meditation, and so on and so on. The information about the fuller story can actually come through during Scorpio season when the veil is thinner, when the energies mix, when the darker side, this other stuff comes up and you can see more of what you didn't want to see or didn't know that there was to see and understand. So there's big energies here that have been, I'm going to say, working behind the scenes from a place of power and control. And it's vital to claim that back for yourself and to do so from a place of neutrality where you don't judge yourself or judge what happened, that there are energies coming in and coming forward that could really shift how you feel in your own skin and how you feel in regards to your own power, especially in any situation. So now I'm being drawn to how there are many dynamics in the world these days around power and around people being manipulated into doing something, people being told they need to do something because someone else has something on them, right? Blackmail. There's also many things in the public eye that are not what they seem, where others have to do something to prevent something else from happening. For example, a couple that has a sex video that the media has on them, and the media is like, well, this would get us a lot of attention and money, so we're not going to release this, but that means we need you to do something else that will generate publicity, media, attention, and money. So then that couple has to do something to generate what, and to block something else that would be released, right? So these are the games. These are games that happen. It happens at a collective level. It happens at an individual level. It's the person who, you know, goes on a diet and says, oh, I lost all this weight. Look at me. Be just like me. And it's like, well, yeah, but the fuller story is that you did cocaine or you were taking all these laxatives for 2 weeks and that's how you lost weight. It's not the full truth. And so there's those stories. There's the omission, you know, not giving the full truth, holding back intentionally what's really going on or what's really happening. So we're surrounded by these energies and they're used for money, for power, for control, for advantage, different intentions that drive a lot of the 3D experience or that are about, you know, maintaining power structures in the matrix as well as power structures in the patriarchy. And so these are the things that are being exposed. And during Scorpio season, they have a higher chance of being exposed, of being unveiled, so to speak. But it's also when we have to be very intentional with our own energies and to look at where you're putting your energy. And, you know, seeking revenge, for example, could feel good about something, but if you're aware of the universal spiritual laws or how energy works, you would know that something like that will come back to you 10 times. It'll come back to you 10 times as strong. The karma will come back around because of how the universe sees you as powerful. So if you want to create revenge, then you'll receive revenge. If you want to create prosperity, you'll receive prosperity, and so on and so on. Karma is neutral. Karma is essentially the boomerang that comes back around based on what you created. So we have to be very aware of where our energy goes, what we say, what we create, how we're sharing our energy in the world, because especially during Scorpio season, it can be magnified. We can be triggered. We can want to do something. This would be the energy of sabotage, betrayal, cheating, lying, manipulating, and on. But the higher energy of Scorpio is how you manage your energy field. You manage your emotional world, emotional mastery. And it's an alchemy process. It's understanding that, okay, you can feel one way, but what are you going to do to love that part of yourself, understand it's okay to have that feeling, but be in control of it versus that feeling or that desire being in control of you. Scorpio is connected to addictions and obsession, where something is so powerful over you that you aren't even aware of it. You're essentially on autopilot with that obsession or that addiction. Now, I realize that addiction is very serious, and I'm not trying to simplify it or to make it sound like there's a simple solution for it. Addiction is a very real issue in our world, so I understand that it has complexities to it. I'm just saying that it's connected to Scorpio energies oftentimes, where there's something that is looking for power, and it's a misdirected expression of that power, or it's looking for a release point or a higher consciousness of understanding. So we are in some very intense times. And during this particular Scorpio season, the more we can bring in light, the more we can bring in that white light, that violet flame energy, that soft, loving yellow energy, it's going to help transmute what's been stuck in the planet. I'm just seeing like these rituals and I'm seeing a lot of dark magic that's unconscious behind the scenes. We'll call it behind the scenes. And that part of what we are collectively shifting is what's allowed on the planet. And clearing out the basement and clearing out the attic. Right? Because you could walk into a house and you see a lovely living room and you see a cool kitchen and you know, everything looks fine in the bedrooms and, you know, this is fine. What's good here? Oh, there's so much more happening. Let me show you. And then you go to the basement. It turns out the basement has all these tunnels to all these other places and it has these different cellars. And it's like what's been hidden is what we're meant to. I'm hearing hard charge. You know, we're meant to go there, go into these places, go into these energies that have done a lot of damage, and to say no more, to say that we're changing how humans are treated on the planet, but we're changing at a deeper level how energy is used. And that's also what is so behind the scenes, that people have no idea all the crazy energy stuff that goes on in many industries, in many parts of the world. So please trust that we do this together. And some of us are meant to be these concrete lifters, as I described at the beginning of the show, where you come in and you lift up the concrete to reveal what's underneath and reveal what's been happening. The other aspect of that, though, that they're showing me so clearly is that people reveal themselves. And that's why there's a time game here where things have to play out. Do no harm. Stay in your integrity. Stay in your light. Stay in what you know spiritually to be true for you. And I just did a show with Erica Elments about staying in your light into 2020 and beyond. And you might be interested in listening to her 4 tips for doing that, as well as some other examples and advice that she offers about staying in your light during these very big energy periods. But know that people reveal themselves, and that is part of the human experience as well. It's interesting because I know there's whistleblowers that are needed, but then there's also a timeline of energies. And I'm getting the example of somebody who was a very well-respected news anchor on a morning television show. But for years, his behavior was known in the industry. For years. And it was like this clock ticking of when is it going to be time for him to be revealed. And sure enough, he was revealed. And it came out, the truth and what had been happening for years and years. But if you were in that industry, you knew about it. And you were, you know, probably looking at your watch being like, when is it time for this guy's truth to come out? But it did, right? So understand that there's bigger universal timelines and there's bigger dynamics at play. And you are responsible for your energy and your light and yourself today. So I'm going to leave it at that. I didn't want this to be too long of an episode, but I felt that it was vital to understand because so many of you who listen to the show, you're very awake. You're energy masters. You know what's going on the planet. Or you're curious to know and you want to learn more. But it's important that we stay aware of ourselves. And we know that we're here to support the light. And that could be the light of clearing and the lights that needs to be brought into some of these deeper, darker places on the planet that I really believe are closing out their cycle. I really feel it. And I don't know that timeline exactly. I would say in the next 10 years, there's going to be institutions, structures that are gone, dissolving into the, oh my gosh, they're dissolving like Atlantis. They're dissolving, sinking. And of course, that pertains to a lot of the same energy themes as Atlantis that we're experiencing now. I'm not going to go into that right now, but I hope that this show has helped you with any energy clearing that you needed, as well as giving you some insights into what you can do to support the planet, to support the energies that are being freed, and to stay strong in who you are and your soul's intention of being here. Okay, I'll be back soon with another podcast episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this bonus episode. And yes, welcome to Scorpio season. I hope that you are feeling the power surge of it all. Thanks, friends, and I'll see you soon.